and the earthquake storms and guns and war. Lord, nothing has ever hurt me more than that lonely sound, the closing of the door. Yeah, that lonely sound, the closing of.
There it is. We are midway through the mock. That was Shockabilly doing "Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad." Tammy Wynette had a hit with that back in 1977. Shockabilly put it out in 1982. I think it was the B-side to a single before the Shockabilly. Shooter Jennings from an EP he put up, "Don't Wait Out for George," with his version of "The Door." Played some Johnny Cash in there from his early 80s, from the Baron album with The Greatest Love Affair. Now, I'm going to tell you what was fun is that was a cover because Johnny Cash actually put that version out in, I think it was 81, April of 81. But 1980, it first came out in June of 1980. And I'm going to play a little bit of the original just for you. Just a little. Should have been my background music so I could just segue into it, but I didn't do that.
I dreamed I woke up and you were gone.
And the reason why I want to play a little bit of the original, because this was and this is Chuck Woolery.
I called your name.
Yeah, the host of Love Connection, the original host of Wheel of Fortune, Chuck Woolery. We know Chuck.
And I wondered if I cried.
He actually is the original artist who put that song out. Before the Johnny Cash version of this song, The Greatest Love Affair.
And just wake up with
I started the entire set. Now, this was the first set.
By my side.
With some Roy Orbison from 1958. And it was. It came out in October of 1958. Bobby Denton had the very first release of that in August. So 2 months later, Roy Orbison put his version out. And that gets us midway through a Billy Sherrill mock. Or it might be Sherrill, but I'm going to go with Sherrill. Again, a producer, a writer. He passed away on this day back in 2015 at the age of 78. So I am celebrating his life with the anniversary of his death by playing songs that he wrote or co-wrote. Going back to 81, I think, 81, to the Almost Blue album.
Now he'd stand by me.
From Elvis Costello. Elvis did Too Far Gone. It's a Billy Sherrill mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
I can tell that somewhere, someone you love more than me. Someone you love more than me. And it hurts to say it, but you have a right to be free. I know that's the way it should be. Oh, but I'm too far.
Night all alone in a bar room, I met a girl with a drink in her hand. She had ruby red lips and coal black hair. and a smile that would tempt any man. Then she came and sat down at my table, and as she placed her soft hand on mine, I found myself wanting to kiss her, for temptation was flowing like wine, and I was almost persuaded to strip myself of my pride. To push my conscience aside. Then we danced, and she whispered, I need you. Take me away from here and be my man. Then I looked into her eyes, and I saw it, the reflection of my wedding band. And I was almost persuaded to let strange lips lead me on. Almost persuaded, but your sweet love made me stop and go home.
I followed you to Texas. I followed you to Utah.
We didn't find it there, so we moved on.
I followed you to Alabama. Things looked good in Birmingham.
Didn't find it there, so we moved on. I know you're tired of following my elusive dreams and schemes, for they're only fleeting things, my elusive dreams.
Had your child in Memphis. You heard of work in Nashville.
We didn't find it there, so we moved on to a small farm in Nebraska, to a gold mine in Alaska.
We didn't find it there, so we moved on.
And now we've left Alaska because there was no gold mine.
But this time, only two of us move on. And now we have each other and a little memory to cling to.
And still you won't let me go on alone.
Somebody count it.
Understand.
If you love him, you forgive him. Even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, oh, be proud of him. 'Cause after all, he's just a man.
Lovett and his large band wrapping up what we were calling the mock at the Billy Sherrill mock, who passed away on this day. Let me get some background music that is thematic to this.
One, two, three, four.
Who passed away on this day back in 2015 at the age of 78. Played 10 songs there. Already wrapped up the first five. The second five, probably his biggest hit. Co-writing Stand By Your Man. Before the Lyle Lovett, Dave Elvin doing his version of the song here in the background. Johnny Paycheck had a big hit with it. 11 months and 29 days.
11 months and 29 days.
Before the Dave Elvin, how about Lee Hazlewood along with Nancy Sinatra from the Nancy and Lee album? I already mentioned earlier in my program that we actually lost Lee Hazlewood on this day back in 2007 at the age of 78 as well. Different year, same age. But that was Nancy and Lee doing Elusive Love, My Elusive Love, again co-written by Billy Sherrill. Merle Haggard from... I forget which album it was from. Oh, the Out Among the Stars album, 1986 is when that came out. Him doing his version of Almost Persuaded. I had like seven versions of that, everywhere from Conway Twitty doing a cover of it. Tanya Tucker did a cover of it. George Jones did a cover. I played the Merle Haggard cover of Almost Persuaded. And start the entire set from Elvis Costello and the Attractions from the Almost Blue album with Too Far Gone. That was a Billy Sherrill mock for you here on the Viva La Mock radio program. If you got a suggestion for a mock or a suggestion for a song, you just email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Got about 40 more minutes of this program called Viva La Mock. Always happy when you hang out with me on a Friday night or on a night that's not a Friday night. That's what I got to say. I'm always happy just when you hang out with me and I hang out with you. Did you know with Goodwill, when you donate stuff, you actually help create jobs? You're saying, but how, Mr. Mockster? Well, you know what? When you donate to Goodwill, They actually sell your stuff. To help fund job placement and training programs for people right here in the community. So by teaming up and donating your stuff to your local Goodwill, you're going to help create jobs. To find the nearest donation center to you, check out goodwill.org. Goodwill, donate stuff, create jobs. Going back to 2001 for this release. Name of the release was Out of the Races and Onto the Tracks. This is The Rapture with Confrontation here on the Viva La Mock radio program. We'll be right back.
All these days.
From their debut album, giving us Surf Wax America, wrapping up that set of music here on 88.3 FM. Before that, Right as Rain, album that came out back in 1988 on DB Records. Album was called Undertown, and the song I played was Understand from Right as Rain. White Lung in that set of music from their new album, Deep Fantasy, with Hysteric. Radio Birdman by request with What Gives. And The Rapture start off that entire set of music with Confrontation. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Always appreciate when you tune in, hang out with me for a little bit, whether it be on a Friday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, whenever it is. Now it's just Friday night. It's normally, that's the live show. That's the show. If you picked up the phone and called 412-268-WRCT, there's a chance I would answer it. If you email me at WRCTRequest@gmail.com like Joe did, there's a chance I'll answer it. He wanted to hear that Radio Birdman song for you. Hey, don't forget the food stamp program can help you buy food. That's why it's called the food stamp program. But guess what? There are tons of people out there who are eligible and they don't even know it. Because you don't need to be on welfare. You can be working full-time, part-time, anytime. And you still might qualify because the money that you can make has gone up. So to look into this, visit Just Harvest by calling them up at 412-431-8963. You know, today's Ian Brody's birthday. So I think we should celebrate that by playing a song from his band. Which band was Ian Brody in, you asking yourself? He was a member of the Lightning Seeds. Did a ton of production work as well, but we'll go back a few years for this one. It's All I Want. It's All I Want. It's the Lightning Seeds here on Viva La Mock.
Them. You sleep on the sofa or fall on the floor. With the window wide open and a note on the door. Did you leave all the lights on and sleep in your makeup? Would you miss it that much if you never wake up? There were words in your ear saying, I know a person who never comes here. There were thoughts in your head thinking, I know a person you'd like to see.
So children's songs. Sunday school was his shelter with his friends Joanne Walter. Now those days seem far away, an empty swing where he once played. Now those grown so fat and bold, he never thought that he'd grow old. And every day when he gets a train, looks out the window and thinks in vain, if I could only be that boy again. Same old sounds, heart attacks, orthopedic backs, documents and label racks. His wife can't stand the sight of him with his routine glass of gin. She makes his lunch with processed ham and waits him for the meat of man. And every day when he gets a train, looks out the window and thinks in vain, if I could only be that boy again.
3 o'clock. The 3 o'clock from their Ever After album. 1986 is when that came out. With Susie's on the Ball Now, an album produced by Ian Brody. In fact, I on a whim decided just to do an Ian Brody set of songs that he produced. So before the 3 o'clock from 2003, The Coral gave us Bill McKay. Then I went back to 1980, the Crocodiles album from Echo and the Bunnymen. He did produce Rescue from Echo and the Bunnymen. Also played some Frasier Chorus in there from the 1990s. The album was called Ray. You heard Never Wake Up and start off the entire set with some Lightning Seeds, the band that Ian Brody was in, All I Want. He was also in the 80s. He was in Big in Japan. But that's what I know. I got one more song. Think I got time for it? I think I have time for it. Let's do it. One more song and the night's over for me. You know what? I think I might actually switch my song. Let me do that. I'm going to do it on the whim because I kind of wanted to play this and then I forgot about it. Because today is actually the anniversary of the birth of See if I can find the There it is. I think I found it. Now it doesn't quite. It's a good ending song. Oops, I forgot that. So today is the anniversary of the birth of Louis Armstrong. So let's end our program with Nick Cave and Shane McGowan doing their version of What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green.
Thank you for listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. My name's Paul. I'm the Mockster.
I watch them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, how do you do? What they're saying is, I love you. I hear babies cry, watch them grow.
They'll learn much more than I'll ever know.
And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
To think if Louis Armstrong were with us today, he'd be celebrating his 122nd birthday. Wrapping up a program called Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in. That was, if you didn't hear me announce it literally 3 minutes before, Nick Cave and a Shane McGowan of the Pogues doing their version of What a Wonderful World. As always, I appreciate when you listen. If you listen on a Friday night live, like if it was August 4th, 2023, immediately after, you will hear an encore presentation of your Rockin' Attorney. Who's he? Eric Jackson Lurie. He does a show each and every Thursday at 8 p.m. called Courts in Session, where he takes classic artists but plays new music by those classic artists. It's rock and roll, it's soul, it's country, it's funk, it's everything you need and want in a radio show, and it's here on WRCT Pittsburgh each and every Thursday. Again, my name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for listening.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To my heart, and I need to lie down. What did she give you, Lord Randall, my only son? What did she give you, Lord Randall, my darling one? She gave me wine so sweet. Oh, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick to my heart, and I need to lie down.
Mother, make my bed in.